It is through their diligence that our staff uncovered apparent incidents of attempted voter registration fraud here in Lancaster County. Through the staff's normal review process, as many as 2,500 completed voter registration forms are being researched for potential fraud stemming from two separate drop batches by individuals. At that time, staff contacted the district attorney's office and members of the Board of Elections.
Not before some ballots are counted. The Secretary of State says at least a dozen mail ballots were stolen, filled out, then mailed back in. Good evening, I'm Mikhailia Way.
And I'm Michael Spencer. Your political reporter Sean Boyd is here with more on what is now a criminal investigation. So Sean, how was this discovered?
Through the state's signature verification system, county clerks use election judges and in some cases a machine to compare the signatures on the ballot envelopes to those clerks have on file. When they don't match, voters are notified. Three of those voters whose ballots were stolen received a notice and alerted the clerk's office to fraud. Another voter contacted the office after learning from the state's ballot tracking system that their ballot had been turned in by someone else. Election officials began comparing signatures and noted some of them appeared to be signed by the same person. They launched an investigation, but not before three of the stolen ballots had already been counted. Those ballots cannot be retrieved, and the votes will count, but the three voters will receive new ballots.
Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our new Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com, obviously, and look up Scriptures and Wall Street. We'll love to have you as a follower. Make sure you subscribe there as well. It doesn't cost you anything, and you support the show as we monetize the show. We've been going on for 4 years now. Glory be to God. We'll continue to speak the truth, even if you like it or not. We'll continue to promote the First America agenda while keeping the cross intact. We do not want to adulterate our faith, our beliefs, our values, our pillars, our faith, fitness, and family pillars. And more importantly, we have emphasis on your retirement. As things get closer and closer to this new world order that Revelations talks about, we want to make sure that we're being the steward of our own assets. So if that's you, continue to listen, like, and subscribe. We'll love to have you as a listener here. Feel free to comment. Also, for those of you that are new, for those of you that want to interact with me, all you got to do is email us at info@CortezWM.com. Again, info@CortezWM.com. Everything on this podcast is for education and information purposes only. I do not give investment advice on this podcast. However, if you would like investment advice, give us a call, 813-448-3446. More importantly, you can go to CortezWM.com to book your consultation with myself or one of my advisors. And the third thing I wanted to say is you can go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, download our free guide. We do have a new website coming up. I'll release that next week. You got to stay tuned for that. That's actually going to be walking you through our process, video by video by video by video. Small little series of videos, about 5 minutes each. And I'm just throwing it out there so people can understand, what do we do with a crashing dollar? What do we do if Kamala gets stolen in or rigged in? What do we do if Trump gets in? What do we do if there is another crazy psyop and all the bank failures happen and FDIC goes crazy? What do we do? Well, we have a plan for that. And I've written for that many, many moons ago. I came out with this book a year ago. It took me about a year to write it. And I still could write another book. I want to do volume two, actually, because things have changed so much. But this is a great, 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 great beginning. We talk about the covenant process and how important that is. Even to this day, it's tried and true. Because at the end of the day, the covenant process is something that we hold close to the vest here and that we promote and that we believe in. We are not your typical vaccinated advisor that doesn't know what standard deviation is. Most advisors, what they do, guys, is they simply just throw your money in a stock market and say, hey, great, you're going to win. And then when the market goes down or the 50% drawdown happens, they say, well, you signed all these disclosures and you took all the risk. Have fun. Well, that really sucks. And we don't want to do that, nor do we ever practice that. So be very, very careful and cautious of having all your money in red money. Red money could be anything, unlimited losses, unlimited gains. Red money is stocks, bonds, crypto, precious metals, real estate. These things could be safe safer, but they're not necessarily not risky. So we want to make sure that we understand what those alternative assets are. We want to make sure that we have a guarantee on our money, on a portion of our money. And this is what we call green money. And so I'm going to be introducing green money solutions very soon. It's a whole nother strategy that we're going to be rolling out. And I'm really excited about that. However, I wanted to talk about the voter fraud, man. Like, the voter fraud is insane right now. If you saw the intro, this is no joke. This is actually happening right now. They tried to take his businesses out. They tried to hurt him with Stormy Daniel hoax. They tried to do the Russian hoax. They tried to do every single thing, raid his house, get him on conspiratorial or racketeering. Remember, he was supposed to go to jail. He was actually supposed to be locked up for a long time. You remember all these puppets were saying he could be gone for 20 plus years. The first president of the United States that's going to jail. They've done everything. They even try to kill him multiple times. And look what is happening now. They're losing ground. They're being desperate. The October surprise is simply, hey, guess what? You wanted Hitler's people. You want generals like Hitler has. You are a fascist. You are a racist. You believe in killing Jews. Like, this is their language that they're using. I mean, if your platform is about killing babies and helping immigrants, who the heck cares right now when there's people that can't even evacuate out of Florida because they don't have the money to save, but yet illegal immigrants are getting $5,000 a month. Heck, they're probably even getting more than that, $10,000 if they have a family. They're getting bodega cards. They're getting prepaid grocery cards so they can have food. When there's hardworking single moms, hardworking Americans, hardworking police officers that are getting their feelings hurt at the grocery store belt. They're just getting hurt at the counter. Every time that rubber band goes through and they're here scan, they hear the scan, it's like a dagger, a dagger, a dagger. Well, there goes 2 hours of my life at work. There goes another hour. Click, click, click. There goes another hour. You would die and be happy. You would die and own nothing. It is terrible what is going on. It is terrible what is going on. As a matter of fact, they're making, I mean, dude, they're making so much junk right now here in Florida. The big money is all over here. Like, BlackRock's buying up homes. BlackRock is putting these grotesque apartments up that are made out of wood. I kid you not. They're made out of wood, and they've been doing this for a decade now. Like, we live near the water here in Tampa. We're about 5 miles out. I kid you not, guys. They make apartments out of wood. The only thing that's concrete is electrical shaft that they put the elevator in, and that's it. Everything else is 2x4s and matchsticks. So I went to Bass Pro the other day to buy a gun safe. Actually went to Dick's, and then I realized Dick's was a woke company. They don't even sell guns in the one in Tampa or Clearwater. It's terrible, man. They didn't have gun safe. They looked at me like if I was a domestic terrorist when I said, hey, do you guys have gun safes here? And I said, are you guys really that woke that you can't even have gun safes? Are you that problematic? Like, what is, how do you have hunting gear and not even have rifles? Like, that is the most gayest, stupidest thing I've ever seen. But here we are. So I went to my local, I went to Reload and bought me a really nice gun safe. Can't wait to get it. It's like 700 pounds. So I obviously couldn't lift it. And yeah, I'm getting it delivered this week. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, it's terrible, man. Like, this woke agenda has literally changed the outlook on everybody and these corporations. And you know what? Us patriots are upset, man. Our patriots are voting with our dollars. We're voting with our dollars. And there's no freaking way that I see this Kamala person, whatever you want to call her, I don't see her winning this. I don't understand how she could win this. It's abysmal what is happening. There's voter fraud. There's voter fraud in Colorado. There's voter fraud in Arizona now. There's voter fraud in Pennsylvania. And this is why people are voting early, so they can do the whole it's too big to rig deal. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure that no matter who is in the office, our plan is still the same. Our plan is to have a covenant process. Our plan is to have money set aside in a safe money bucket that can do well in all categories, that can set aside a bucket of money that can grow if AI takes off. If Kamala gets instilled and commodities go through the roof, we make money off of that. If the market goes down, we make money off of that, or at least protect our money. If the market skyrockets or stays stagnant, we still make money off of that. Like, we have to be more of a steward more than ever that you guys can't even understand. The banks are not safe. The banks aren't safe right now. Like, there's a lot of problems going on with the banks right now. As interest rates, I told you guys, as interest rates go down, the banks are going to start writing off these losses. This commercial real estate problem that we've been having for years now, they're going to start exercising those losses as they get better notes, better Fed rates, and they lower interest rates. You'll see more bank failures because of it, because they're literally are cutting off the losses and somebody's got to pay for it. And this time, the FDIC won't have enough money to bail them out this time. And so bank bail-ins, if you guys don't remember the Dodd-Frank Act in 2010, the bank bankruptcy laws have changed. The bankruptcy laws basically means that you, the depositor, you get to pay the bank bailout, which is called a bank bail-in. And this is actually the law now. You can look up the Dodd-Frank Act, and this is what bank bail-ins are. So this is why we do like a portion of our money in precious metals. I have some. They're great. But I don't think you should have every single dollar in precious metals. So let me tell you real quick that securities laws, and I'm a licensed fiduciary, by the way, securities laws basically has the SIPC, the Securities Protection Act, Securities Investor Protection Corporation Act, and basically it's SIPC, and they cover $500,000 in cash equivalents. If your broker like Fidelity or Schwab or TD Ameritrade, TD Ameritrade is now a Schwab, but whoever your broker is, if they are not solvent, they will cover up to $500,000 in cash securities. So that is securities law. Securities law does not cover losses in the stock market. It only covers insolvency issues. Now with the bank does not cover insolvency issues. And if they do, the FDIC steps in and they cover $250,000. So it's ran by state, but the FDIC, in order to get the FDIC stamp, they got to have at least 0.74% of your money in cash reserves. So if you got $100,000 in the bank, only $784 needs to be in a reserve account to secure your $100,000. This is terrible. This is really, really bad, guys. So as the banks still struggle with liquidity and people are not depositing because the rates are terrible and they're going down, they're losing deposits. People are not saving as much. You have commercial real estate putting more strain on the banks. The banks aren't making money because the interest rate, the bond prices are not going up when the interest rates went down. So we're seeing things that me as a financial advisor is very confusing. Everything that I've been taught is gone out the window because it's all manipulated. Like, interest rates go down, the bond prices go up. That is simple. It's not happening right now because it's being manipulated, guys. It's being manipulated. So that doesn't mean we stop doing what we're doing. That basically means that we know that the markets are rigged. We know that it is going to come. That means the bull market that we are in right now is going to die. Not just die, but it's going to die fast and hard. So like we say in Spanish, prepárate, be prepared, be a preparer of your retirement, secure your retirement. It's really that simple. All you got to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446. We want to make sure your principal is protected going to this election. We could have days, we could have weeks. Guys, it is going to be crazy. Whatever happens is going to be crazy. I think there's going to be riots. There's no peaceful transfer. These people are crazy on the left side and the right side. And I think they're both sheep because it's part of the same bird, man. If you really think that Trump is going to save the world, you got something coming for you, brother. You got something coming for you. We cannot put all of our eggs in Trump. He is not my savior. He is not your savior. Yeah, he's better for America. I don't know if he's crooked on the vaccine. I don't know if he's crooked on Israel. I have questions there. But daggone it, he's the only one. He's the only one fighting for American values. They're trying to kill him for a reason. They've been trying to kill him for a reason. And I subscribe to the troops, man. I grew up in North Carolina where we have Delta Forces, 82nd Airborne. I've seen these dudes go to war and come back with partial limbs. Some didn't even come back. And I went to school with their children where their kids would have a shoelace and the kids would make fun of him like, oh, look at this kid with the shoelace. He has his shoelace for like a whole year now. And they would pick on him and pick on him and pick on him. And I'm like, why are you guys picking on a kid that wants to have a shoelace in his hand for the whole year? You know what touched me? Is that shoelace was the last thing he had for his father. Because he gave it all for his country. And he just wanted to take the shoelace to school with him. Because his dad used to take him to school. That's what I believe in. I believe in that heart. I believe in that passion and that sacrifice for our country. And I'll be damned if some freaking person that does not appreciate our country, that does not appreciate who Jesus Christ is and saying you're at the wrong rally, I'll be damned if she wins. Because she is bottom of the pit, disgusting. And we're supporting this crap whether we realize it or not. We're supporting it by turning a blind eye. And this is why I'll keep on continuing to do what I do. I will find indices that promote God, country, and family. I will find investments that promote the things that we believe in. I will find investments to the day I die that honors the cross. You have my word on that. And I'm here to tell you, man, like it doesn't get any raw than this. Like we are funding this garbage. We are funding this fake election. It is time. It is time that you make a decision and do what's right for your retirement. I can tell you all the cool things. I could tell you about the stock market. I could tell you about all these charts and how the market's rigged. But it doesn't mean anything if you can't do anything. It doesn't mean anything if you don't have implied action. And I just wanted to say thank you for all your listeners that have called. And literally, your words mean so much to me. They carry on. It's not easy doing what I do here. It's not easy going against Goliath every single day with these companies that try to rule your whole financial ecosystem. It is very difficult. There's points where I can't even avoid the BlackRock and the Disneys and the Fidelities of the world. There's situations where I can't even avoid doing business with them because they have so much control. And I'm doing the best I can do to continue to fight. I don't care what they do. You can kill me, you can fight me, you can do all this, but one thing you can't take is my soul. And Kamala, if you ever listen to this, which I highly doubt, you're going to have to answer to God on that one, saying you're at the wrong rally. And those are one of the sins that he doesn't forgive, is blasphemy of the Spirit. So you're going to get everything that you requested. God would not be mocked. I don't even want to say I feel bad for you, but I mean, you shouldn't have done what you said. So you'll feel the wrath of God on you. And I'm not going to laugh. I'm just going to be like, oh, told you so. I mean, I didn't tell you so. The Bible says it. So good on you, mate, as they say in the down south. Good on you. Anyways, guys, sorry. I get emotional on that, man. Shout out to my boy, Ronald Huff. Thanks for supporting the show. Eugene Painter, thank you for supporting the show. I love your heart. I love how you guys just continue to speak positive blessings over my show and my business and my life. Thank you. Thank you for being a God-fearing patriot. And I hope that we can have a long relationship, my friends. So God bless you guys. I got hit in the stick, so that's why my nose is all red. Feel free to laugh at a hockey game last night. I want to talk about real quick. Want to show you something pretty interesting, as you guys know. So guess what is happening? I'll be darned. This stock market is going up. Would you think about that? Now, if we roll the tape back in February when I said they're going to jack up the market, they're going to look at Bidenomics because the votes will come in and it will be too much that they couldn't even do nothing. So a distraction would be the stock market. A distraction would be the P. Diddy list. A distraction would be the bank failures. A distraction would be the commercial real estate crisis. A distraction would be an OBS, national communication error or a blackout or some type of distraction so they can continue and say, oh, the system glitch. Oh, look at the stock market. The stock market's doing well. Lower interest rates. The stock market's going up. Everything is planned. Everything is planned. So here we are. We have some of the worst economic data that is questionable, and yet the stock market continues to rise. I have my green cloud here. I have all my indicators telling me, yo, the stock market's going up. Oh, great. People are leaving the bond market to get in the stock market. It is crazy talk. The bonds just got murdered. The bond got murdered in the 2023 markets, the financial markets, the debt markets. It got smacked. And here we are. We have people leaving a losing asset that is primed to do well. And I'm going to show you my blue cross there that is primed to do well. They're leaving the bond market to go to the equities. And it's crazy talk because we've never seen so much inflow of retail investors pushing the markets, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, even the crypto markets. Everything that is supposed to go up is going up. That's not supposed to go up is going up. Everything that's going down should not be going up. And you see it. Gold is actually going down when the stock market is going down. The S&P 500 is going down. Gold's going down. This is like really, really manipulation. This is like crazy. Gold's supposed to go up when the S&P 500 is going down. So we see a lot of volatility. This is wild to me. This is all AI, Magnificent Seven driven. So you guys know I'm not a big fan of Elon Musk. I think he wants to make sure your children are hybrid robots, including you. That's their agenda. They want to computerize and tokenize all of us, by the way. That's the NASDAQ, guys. I want to show you something real quick before I even talk about other markets. You guys know this is the most important one. This is the volatility index. And right now, it is at 20. We are at 20. And if we look at the weekly chart, this bad boy is going up. There's my blue cross, man. So we know volatility is coming. And when this volatility hits, woo, sayonara. Sayonara gains, they will be gone because the market will be down. And look what I have here. I have a blue box and all my little long-term, mid-term indicators, my scanners are turning green. It is actually turning over. So this is the volatility index. It is all-time low right now. Now, you can't buy the VIX as a ETF, but what you can buy is the VIXY. So VIXY, if you look at VIXY, look at this sucker. Man, this thing is insane. This thing is insane. You think Bitcoin was a big one? Nah, man. Look at this sucker. This was at 189,000. And right now it is got a goal. Got a box right here to sell. Let me scrunch it back. Let me zoom in. And yeah, it is at 317 right now. So very, very interesting, this particular ETF. So you could buy this ETF at $72 right now, and this thing went up to 189,000. Yeah, you could buy some call options here. It's going to go down more because they're manipulating this. So we have a potential for a death cross. October 20th is where I got my signal. And we'll see. We'll see if it goes down further. That means the market will go up. So they're going to make a big push. They're going to make a big push till the election here for the next week or so. November 5th is just a few days away. And guys, we really need to pray for our country because this VIX is creeping back up. It's going to be extremely manipulated. Let's look at the banking index. Let's look at the banking index real quick, guys. Blue cross here. So the banks are going to go higher. Pretty interesting. I don't know if I can see that. But so, yeah, the banking index, it's been pretty flat this whole quarter. Let's take a look at gold for you gold fans. Should I sell my gold? I got a lot of questions. Oh, and I do want to talk about the dollar real quick. So here's gold. I got another blue box here. It is going up. It hit roughly around 2750, and it had a little pullback. But technically speaking, gold is still going up. Gold is still going up, and the S&P 500 is going up. So if they keep on pumping the stock market, you could see, you'll see gold eventually taper off and actually go down because people are getting out of safety and into the market. This is how the retail investor does it. And the institutions love it because they can manipulate it. So here is silver, which is XAG USD. It's very correlated, just so you guys know. So here's silver. It was at, woof. I got a buy signal at 19. This daggone thing is all the way up to 31.57. So congrats if you bought gold back here. I mean, I'm sorry, silver. If you bought silver back when I told you guys about it at 23, it is all the way up. It's up big time, good 38% to 31. So if you have silver, might be a good time to just take some profits off, maybe 20-30%, lock those gains in, put it in green money, call us, we'll help you sell it. We also have great partners at Cornerstone. And if you want to sell some of your gold or silver or precious metals, then reach out to Cornerstone. Their number is 888-747-3309. So contact Cornerstone. If you're trying to sell some of your silver or some of your precious metals, they will generally beat pretty much any gold precious metal dealer. You want somebody that is faith-based, that believes in what you believe in, and that is not trying to swindle you and charge you $4,000 to buy gold an ounce when it's at $26.34. So be careful of the nasty practices these knuckleheads are doing and taking advantage of God-fearing patriots because you're emotionally attached to it. They don't do that at Cornerstone. Give them the option. Give them the option to earn your business by doing it right. They'll mail it right to your door. FedEx tracking, the whole nine, secure it. Pretty amazing process, very quick. And they're just men of faith, women of faith over there. Highly recommend it. Call Cornerstone. If you have a gold or precious metals IRA, they can take care of you as well. And most financial advisors don't promote precious metals because we don't get paid to do so. We actually make more money when you contact us and buy investments and insurance products through us. However, I believe in what they do, and they provide a great, great value to all of America, really. So contact them if you have a precious metal account, if you're custodying directly with them, they could possibly lower your fees. But yeah, silver is going up. Silver is going up. I like it. Now, the other thing is I want to talk about the U.S. dollar. This is pretty powerful. So the U.S. dollar is starting to go down. We have a sell right here. And this is the U.S. dollar futures. But overall, it's been kicking butt, man. They've been manipulating this sucker big time. Since 2021, this thing has risen like crazy. And I do have a red signal here. So everything is turning red. So the dollar is going to go down. As we said, the IBS, the International Banking Society, basically, which is a federation of all the banks internationally, is saying, hey, America, you need to get your stuff together because we are putting a warning on the U.S. economy. We're putting a warning on your currency because BRICS is taking a lot of momentum. I don't think it's going to work at the American playing level. They're still not as strong as the U.S. dollar. I don't care if there's 90 or 100 companies alliancing. Turkey is a big blow to the international economy, joining forces with the BRICS. Turkey was the last one, I believe, and they are a NATO country, and so that is a very serious move. But look, it doesn't matter. There's ways you can make money off of a failing dollar. There's ways you can make money off of increasing euro. You just got to call us. Let us help you out. All you got to do is give us a call, 813-448-3446. Visit us at CortezWM.com. Anyways, wanted to tell you guys, for those of you that love Elon Musk, here is Tesla. Tesla is posed to have another breakout. They had a lot of volatility this year. 2020, shot up, boom. We are back in 2024. Gold cross here, blue cross, it went up, and then boom, we got another death cross simply. So it's been a really, really volatile year. I remember I said it would go to 160, and I was wrong. It went to 146. So I just missed it by, I knew it was going down. People didn't believe me because it was over 280 back in September 22. I said, this sucker is going down. EV market's crashing. It went to 148. And then it went up, and then went up, and then came back down. So we have a lot of weakness here. So this rally we have, it is weakening. The momentum is not there like it was back in. Now this has legs. When you see this momentum and then you see a weakening here, another momentum shift and then weakening, lower new lowers, Tesla's in a bear market. The newest high never broke the highest high previously. And so we have another new low at 170. So this momentum is very weak going up. I don't think it's going to have legs. We are starting to see a turnover. This is called a turnover when this actual stock goes down. And so we have green bars here. Momentum could go up. Look, it could go up. It could have legs. I just don't know how far it's going to go. But it's very, very politically driven right now with the EVs and these robots and AI. For those of you that like NVIDIA, just take a look at NVIDIA. This thing has just been insane. So back in 23, we got another blue cross. It was at 1653, and it shot up to over 100, about 116. Right now, it's trading at 9607. And this thing, I got nothing but full green lights. This is all AI-driven. This is all, everything right here is just computerized, tokenized. Everything of the new world order is going to be NVIDIA-based, AI-based. I mean, you guys can basically count on that. So they want to track, trace, and control us. This is how they're going to do it. They're going to have companies like Zebra and Amazon and all these technologically-driven software as a system companies track, tracing, and control you so they can make you a robot. I mean, this is the future, basically. I'm not saying buy this stock. I'm just saying like there's a huge, ungodly amount of potential here. For those of you that have been following me on the TMF, it's been frustrating. Because I thought it was going to be taken off by now. but it is going down. I have red boxes everywhere. We are probably looking to go to 50, and I liked it at 60. And we're thinking about going to 50, but this is part of the actual investment. And my goal is to make sure it goes over 100 by January 2026. So we got plenty of time. They're going to lower the interest rates more, so we'll have another crack at it. And when the economy does go down, people will be flying back to treasuries. This is a 20-year treasury. And so if you guys remember this chart back in 2020 at an all-time high, it was at 428. So I don't think it'll go that high, but even if it goes to 200, and if you had 100,000 in call options, you are talking about $150,000 potential gain. So right now it's dirt cheap at 54. I liked it at 60. I think it's very attractive at 54.98. Very, very good buy. I like the call options here, but right now it's going down. It's going down. They need to understand, or you guys need to understand, that this is for risk money. This is a leverage play. This is not for retirement. This is for investment planning. I'm not saying buy this. What I am saying, that this is a great opportunity for education purposes only. If you are trying to make capital, this is going to be a safe haven. And this is how you make money off of these idiots that want to destroy our economy. This is how you do it. You can buy a call option, call your broker, make sure you have options agreement, and literally just put a few bucks in, a few grand, something that you can afford to lose, that you're not going to lose the home, you're not going to lose your shirt, you're not going to lose your relationships. And it is a gamble. It's a calculated gamble, and there's risk. So I don't recommend it for retirement planning clients that are just retired, but if you have money to throw at something, that this is a good way to basically increase your returns. 5-10 times if you buy the call option. I like the call option at 100. There's some that at 90, as long as it's under as close as dollar per dollar on contract, which you can't get that right now. I haven't checked in a minute, but maybe in the next podcast I'll pull out my options calculator. But yeah, this is a good trade, man. I really like this one. Let's see here. So, yep, just I'm ended up with the S&P 500. So here's the S&P 500. We have a buy signal going up. Gray clouds. We are starting to see some turnover, short-term, midterm. So there is some volatility. Remember I told you, when that volatility is over 18, right now it's at 20.32. When it's over 18, that means that volatility index goes up, the stock market goes down. We're starting to see a little bit of a downturn here, a weakening of momentum. My short-term traffic lights are turning red. My midterm traffic lights are turning red. My long-term has not turned over. But once I see these traffic lights turn red and my momentum is starting to go down and I have a red divergence here, holy crap, get ready. Get ready. I mean, it could happen anytime, man, anytime. But right now, they're just pumping this market. They are pumping this market. Be prepared. Have a plan in place. Do not wait for the stock market to crash. Call us. Give us a call. We want to protect your money when the market goes down, up, or sideways. We win. So give us a call, 813-448-3446. I wanted to share something here. Hey, it's Friday night. This is coming out Saturday night. My kids are waiting for dinner. I'm going to take them to the mall, and we're going to have some good pizza and family time. But I wanted to share my verse real quick. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalms 95:2. Let's be grateful no matter what happens, no matter if they steal the election, no matter they rig it, no matter if Trump gets in. Pray that the evilness will not, he will not buckle to the evilness. I just pray that we can stand strong as a country. And actually, let me say a quick prayer right now before we leave. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for the red, white, and blue you've blessed us with. Thank you for our framers of this country. But more importantly, I cover the electoral process right now in Jesus' name, God, that you can create true, true fairness. We just want fairness, Lord. And we pray right now, whatever that looks like, And we don't care if you're on a left side or right side. We just want a fair process. We want a peaceful transfer. We want a peaceful glory. Because at the end of the day, you win it all. This is your money. This is your economy. This is your government, Lord. This is your body. This is your temple. And Holy Spirit, I just pray, Lord, whoever's listening to this, if they don't have you in their lives, Lord, that they can just ask you right now, hit them up with your spirit, God, and radiate your love and your presence and your convictions, and that they can confess that you are Christ's Lord, and that you are at the real rally, that you are the only rally that's in town, the only one that promotes everlasting life. And Christ, we just thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to comfort us, like you say in Psalms. Let us come before your presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. God, thank you for your message. Thank you for our country. Thank you for all of our troops that have fought and died, that have fought and got hurt, that sacrificed their family, that sacrificed their well-being, just so we can breathe and have air in our lungs, just so we can have freedom to do a podcast and speak in freedom of speech. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us from this AI takeover, from this financial reset. Thank you for dying on the cross. And thank you for not poisoning us with this vaccine, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for continue to protect everybody from all this evil doings, because we suffer not from flesh and blood, but rulers of darkness. Evil people in wicked places, you say. And God, to all be the glory is yours. And we worship you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day. Don't forget to like and subscribe on Scriptures and Wall Street, and book your appointment with us at CortezWM.com. God bless.